From scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
We are fast approaching the end of 2022. And that means, scream or clap or I don't know what kind of emotion scream, that stirs in you. But we'll leave a little pause for you to do something as a reaction. And then we will go on. And today, because it's the end of the year and we're looking at a new year, Nigel rather wisely said, why don't we look at trends for 2023? And that's exactly what we're going to do. And luckily, he has got some up his sleeve. So you can start, Nigel.
I think there are maybe three or four major trends that I want to share with you, because I think they're, and I'm saying they're trends, but they're more like, if we don't do this, I'm going to be in despair. The first one is just moving away from our individual obsession to some kind of focus on knowledge sharing, collective learning, informally, formally, I don't care, but just let's start working together and operating as knowledge teams as well as work teams. And I still can't understand. No one has ever explained to me how you think you can build stronger work teams by isolating everyone off and telling them to go and learn stuff on their own. It just doesn't make sense to me. So knowledge sharing, I think, is really important. And this whole skills agenda, you know, I've got my bees in my bonnet about skills. But if they're talking about skills-based organizations, and if that's true, if skills drive organizations, no more job descriptions, no more real jobs. It's about skill clusters and having the right skills and working in teams where people skill each other. So you don't need courses, you don't need programs. You just need an agenda where people get the right skills to do a particular job at a particular time. But that's not just a simple thing. It's about the culture of the organization. It's about the impact the individual has on the organization and the impact the organization has on the individual. So we're really moving, I guess, into complexity. That's my view. And if L&D isn't part of that complexity, if we don't see that learning is helping rewrite the, you know, the playbook for organizations, then, you know, I really do think we're completely lost. And my dread is that none of this happens, that we just end up pivoting on individuals, bringing in skills training programs which have absolutely zero impact, not worrying about the culture, not worrying about what we do to individuals, the crippling effect of the toxic cultures in some organizations, while still banging on about, come on, get the skills, we're all ready for the future. No, you won't do it. You won't do it by screaming and shouting at people. So they're my trends, and I think they're really important, but thousands might disagree. What about you, Martin?
I think they're very good ones. I think it's hard not to revisit things that we know to be true, that maybe we don't shift enough or fast enough. So for me, one of them would be just the human element of the workplace and the relationships that we have enable people to flourish and actually enjoy work. And obviously there's all sorts of kind of threads to that, but essentially we are living in, you know, very kind of, in some senses, rapidly changing times. We're working longer. We've got lots of anxieties and pressures, you know, in the wider world that we're grappling with, and organizations are grappling with those too. And I think actually how we manage people is becoming really, really important. And it always was. And it was always a difficult one, especially for learning in terms of the role managers play in that. But I think, you know, this idea of that manager and those relationships and how you do, you talked about culture, but how you really do help people to be happy in their work and to have some value and to feel like they have value and to feel like they're doing good work day in, day out. I think, you know, it sounds like a very basic thing to say, but actually it's incredibly hard for that. So I think that would be one area of focus. I've got two others. Another would be technology. I think, you know, I think the profession has a kind of love-hate relationship with technology. There's no time for that anymore. The technology is really driving innovation and change. And yes, I think you cannot be in learning or HR without starting to have a very good understanding of how technology is working and changing the way you work within your function. Because, and this comes on to a slightly separate final point for me, which is, I think it's incumbent on anyone in learning and in HR to be taking a very holistic view of learning, talent, performance, and impact. Now, who's responsible for those four areas? And I think that is very up for grabs. If you've got like a recruitment platform that provides skills content, then where does learning fit into that? For example, you know, I think who is thinking about those three things holistically? Because those are the threads that the business is looking at. They're looking at, you know, the talent, the performance, and the impact. And I think, you know, technology feeds into that. Obviously, culture, all those other big things, the things that you were talking about. But I think there's got to be increasing focus on sense making in that, because it's not straightforward. You know, what does, you know, I think it's a great example, just quickly, your idea of skills. So we just have teams of people with skills without job roles. So really, how does that play out in terms of organisation design? I've no idea, actually, what an optimal design for your organisation looks like based on a shift to that way of working. Mm. And obviously, it's going to be industry specific. And then you've got automation. That's still happening, and it's going to increase. So you've got this whole, I think there's just some big things that we just need to be really on top of in terms of, you know, in exploring that and understanding that as a professional person in the year ahead. Because I think you can't just say, oh, I didn't, you know, let these things happen. Someone else is going to grasp them if you don't, I think. And I think that's,
yes.
So staying educated and sense making around those areas would also be one of my tips.
I think we should stop there, but what it's pushing for is this idea that performance and learning and work are all together. And you can't have some sort of talent cycle managed by HR with learning as a small part in the middle of it somewhere, or worse, on the end of it somewhere as an afterthought. This is all about how individuals perform at work, and learning increasingly is utterly and completely integrated into it. Learning in work, from work, and to work. So that's a very optimistic presentation, but you know, without that, I despair. I don't know how are we going to solve these problems. And maybe when some organisations solve them, others will copy. So we'll get there. Yeah. Anyway, Martin, thank you very much for brilliant ideas, and we'll come back in a year's time, and we'll hold ourselves accountable and say, were we right? Were we wrong? Or were we ignored? And I don't know the answer. Thank you, Martin.
In the meantime,
and happy Christmas.
Let's just same to you, and also to all our listeners. And thanks for sticking with us. And I hope that was a useful episode. And we look forward to doing more in the new year.
Indeed.
So thanks, Nigel. From scratch.